Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, the Pledge Rebellion. We will tell you about that, but first we go to your phone calls. Jason is on the line in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm in West Virginia right now, driving from Pennsylvania.
Hey,
a while ago, I think I heard you guys say that your policy was, you know, basically no drugs or alcohol before you guys go on the air, right?
Yeah, that's
exactly. Policy.
Ian, maybe you should toke up a little bit sometimes.
Why? You think he's too tense?
I'm with Mark. Oh, sometimes, man, the lack of sense of humor is like, oh, my God.
Oh, was it because of Mark's joke the other night? Because of the joke about suing somebody? I just don't find that funny. That's just not funny to me.
Ian's not that funny.
I know.
Yeah, he doesn't have a very good sense of humor. And smoking pot isn't going to help that much.
Well, I laugh at a lot of things you say, Mark. I laugh at a lot of the funny things, but I just don't find it funny talking about going and suing somebody over something. That's
I don't know.
Can't even take the joke day afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's referencing. There was a caller that called in, made a reference about suing somebody. You thought it was funny, and I didn't think it was funny, and you made a comment about that.
Okay.
You raked me over the coals because I didn't laugh at the joke.
I know. We love you, Ian, and we just have to give you a little crap sometimes.
So what else you got, Jason?
You guys were talking about file sharing. I just wanted to take people through the Wayback Machine a little bit. I'm a geek from way back, and we were sharing illegal copies of games way before the internet even. I think it was early 90s, like 91, 92, around in there. We had bulletin board systems, and we were dialing up on our 2400 baud modems.
Oh yeah, I remember those days.
Pirated games, cracked by the cracker and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah. They weren't stopping it then, and they aren't stopping it now. You're right. Piracy's been going on even before the internet. And, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Jason?
No. I guess that's all I got tonight. You guys have a good one.
Thanks for the call, dude. Certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. And let's go back even further than bulletin board systems, which is, by the way, where the Free Talk Live BBS got its moniker from. It's kind of a throwback to the old days of computing technology. But let's go back even further, since we were talking about the MPAA and the RIAA, these old dinosaurs. Remember when the audio cassette tape hit the scene, Mark?
Yeah, sure. Well, do I remember when it hit? No.
Well, audio cassettes, video cassettes, they thought that that was going to be the end of the audio and video business. Oh, gosh, people can record. They can copy movies now, and they can copy their records to tape. And we're never going to sell another LP ever again.
Well, I don't know that they thought that, and it certainly wasn't true.
From what I understand, there was a big hubbub about that.
Yeah,
I wasn't around for it. But.
It certainly wasn't true. I don't know. I think that things really are going to change for the recording industry. I don't think you're going to see stores like Camelot Music, and I don't even know the names of these places, but stores that sell and specialize in new music CDs.
I don't think
you're going to see bricks and mortar of those. I think that certainly online stores will be able to sell specialized CDs that give you pictures and lyrics and
burn your own CD too. You can customize the songs and put it on a disc and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. But things that you can't get by going online, that these would be sort of originals. These would be the original Gucci bags. Everything else would be the knockoff Gucci bags. People know the difference. People want different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that the industry is going to change, but it needs to change. It needs to roll with the punches and not go after its customers, because all they're doing is turning people away from the music that they love. Because, look, I don't know what bands you like. You probably like Metallica, right? That's some
when
of our intro
kid,
music.
When I was a
if
teenager.
Dave Mustaine is a...
That's negative, but he was in Metallica one time.
If Dave Mustaine came along and kicked you right in your nuts, do you think that you
would
change?
I buy his next CD?
Yeah, would you change who you liked?
No.
Right. So, this is how it is. This is what the RIAA is doing to people and their music.
I answered your question wrong. Would I change who I liked? Yes. I would then all of a sudden go out and find other artists. to interest me.
Suddenly, he wouldn't be nearly as interesting.
Yeah.
The last thing I would want to do is somehow help that guy. Whether it's by listening to his music is helping him.
It's funny that you bring up Metallica, because it was back in the Napster days, Metallica was vilified, and I think rightly so, for being one of the bands that was on the side of the RIAA going after their fans. They were the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not read the story, but I saw a headline recently. So I don't know what the truth level of this story is, but I saw a headline that said Metallica was going to be going the route of Everclear. Was it Everclear that did the, what was the band? It was a band that did the online release. I feel like it started with an E. Maybe it wasn't Everclear, but remember that there was a band that came out.
Yes,
and they
do. And
they released.
I don't know anything else.
They released their entire album on their website.
I care so little about music. I'm sorry. It just, I haven't found songs that I liked.
It was
so long.
Everclear. I'm being told it was Everclear. They released the entire album on their website, and from what I understand, Metallica is actually looking at doing a similar thing. So funny how things change over time, huh?
Yeah.
At one point, they were all anti-piracy. Now they're going to release an album for free. Hmm.
Well, at least they're changing. Now, you could be bitter towards them if one chooses. But, people's opinions change.
I don't know if they're any good anymore, but...
I don't know either.
Kind of fell off the metal wagon back in the early 90s with one of their albums that... What was it? The bloody one? The album with the blood on the front cover?
Are you asking me about the Megadeth album?
Oh, you wouldn't know, would you? No, it's Metallica.
I don't care about any of them.
Yeah.
No. I
don't care either.
I Enter Sandman?
I'm over it. That was their last good album. It was the one after that that they just... fell off the map. Anyway, 800-259.
It happens to all of them.
9231. You know what, Mark? When that whole controversy happened with the Napster thing, the Metallica controversy, in the very beginning days of Free Talk Live, we did have them in our music bed rotation. We do not have Metallica in our music bed rotation anymore.
Because of?
And it's because they were being such bastards about the Napster thing.
Right.
So they could have had, their music being featured on Free Talk Live, which was a local show back then, but still, I mean, their music could have been featured on Free Talk Live today.
But see the implications, right? The implications are now we're a nationally syndicated show on 30 plus stations, probably by the end of the year, 50 plus stations.
And people ask us the question, what music do you use for your music beds? Frequently, we get that question. It's a popular thread on our bulletin board system. People want to know these things. And we could have said, well, Metallica's in there, but they're not now. Because they wanted to go after their fans, so we did our little boycott and yanked them from our music bed rotation. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince. Going once. Vince, pick up your phone. There's someone there. Vince? Paula?
Put him on hold. Wait till later.
Put him on hold. Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon. We found some pretty bad things happen today that
Who's
we just
we?
Found out about, and I mean everybody's furious.
Her and the Paula research team.
They said that they're taking our soldiers' bodies to a horrible pet crematorium in Iraq.
Pet crematorium.
And I mean everybody's upset. I mean the reporters are even upset.
Now,
a pet crematorium is exactly the same as a human crematorium.
Yeah.
It's just that there's a law here in the United States that says that you can't put animals and humans into the same. You can't use
Why
the same
not?
Retort is what they call it.
Who cares?
Well,
okay.
I don't know.
Then we found out some more. The president has been using the money that we've been sent over there to Iraq. He's built 3 embassies, and now he wants to build 21 buildings for the Antichrist.
For the Antichrist?
Who's the Antichrist?
Yep.
You know
and
the
they said they're going to take over the whole Middle East. They're going after Saudi Arabia, everybody.
Okay, rewind, Paula. Who is the Antichrist?
Well, we don't know yet. Well, I've been told it's him.
Then how can
you
build a building for him?
But, people are really upset.
So wait. Does George Bush know? Wait, hold on. Does George Bush know who the Antichrist is, and you don't?
I was told by a church... it was him.
But wait. George Bush
George
is the
Bush
Antichrist?
He's a Satanist.
He's a Satanist?
Yeah.
I thought he was from the House of David.
No,
you know what?
He has been Illuminati.
You need to set up a conference call with the President, Paula, and get this all ironed out. Call us when you find out. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know she can pull some strings and get the President on the phone within minutes.
Wondering who this Antichrist is.
More on the way. She said it was George Bush. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts, lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI is a collections company, and one of the owners is Jason Osborne. He's a fan of the show, believes that Free Talk Live is doing great work, and they are our single largest sponsor. And you know, Free Talk Live probably wouldn't be the show it is today without SACL CAI. We owe a lot to them. If you know anyone who has their own business, if you have your own business, if you have any kind of needs in the accounts receivable department, whether that's collections, early out billing, or they can even buy charged off receivables, you can get to SACL CAI through their banner at freetalklive.com, and I would appreciate you using them.
800-259-9231. Just as a quick pointer here, we had Paula call in a moment ago, and as we've said, whenever Paula calls in, and whenever anyone calls in and makes a claim, but especially Paula, you definitely want to take every one of her claims with several grains of salt. She made the claim, as I recall, that there were troops in Iraq that were being cremated in animal crematoriums. And she got her facts wrong, as usual. According to the Associated Press, the story is that there's a crematorium contracted by the military that is apparently over in the United States, at least from what I can tell. So she got that wrong, though there is some allegations that they may have mixed human with pet remains. They say that a crematorium, it handles both human and animal cremations, and some people are very upset about that. There have been no instances or charges yet that human and pet remains were mixed.
It's my understanding that you cannot, in the United States, cannot use the same retort to do humans, both humans and animals, at the same time, different times, or anything like that. It has to be a completely different retort.
Well, the Dover Air Force Base Port Mortuary, where all troops' remains arrive from the battlefield, does not have its own crematorium, so it contracts with two funeral homes for the cremations, Torbert Funeral Chapel and Pippin's Funeral Home. Pippin's crematorium is located at the funeral home and used for only human remains, while Torbert's has incinerators for both human and animal remains.
So they could have two retorts. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Right. Yes. That is correct. And so they're saying that even though there's no evidence that any human remains were ever mistreated, they're going to go ahead and change their contract.
That's just so crazy.
It really is. I mean, who cares where they burn your relative? I mean, they're dead. It's ash. What do you care?
It's the most sanitary thing you can imagine. Believe me, every
right.
bit of bacteria is dead.
Who cares if a couple, a couple flakes of Fluffy the cat gets mixed in there? Are you kidding me? Are people that obsessed over death, so concerned with the parameters of how they dispose of a body? Seems like really petty crap to me. Anyway, just figured I'd correct Paula on that particular case. 800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. And we go to Kathy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to complain about the wolves over here. The government won't let us hunt the wolves, and they introduced so many wolves here from Canada over the years. They're killing everything, not only deers, which, it's all right from the kill, the wildlife, but now they're coming in, they're killing the domestic animals, and they're tearing the udders off of cows.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
What's the penalty for killing a wolf in Montana?
Oh, I don't know, but it's close to what the penalty is for killing a grizzly bear, and they are quite protected. I think it's... I don't know exactly. I can't quote.
Is it a federal thing?
And it, jail time, I think.
Is it a federal crime or is it a Montana thing?
Oh no, it's the whole state. The whole United States is
okay.
There's no hunt on wolves.
So if you know the wolves are killing your animals, presumably you're in Montana where you probably aren't right.
Yes,
next,
I live on the border of British Columbia.
So, are you right next door to somebody to where they can see what you're doing in your yard, or do you have relative privacy where you're
at? Well, I'm in town. My girlfriend, she's a doctor, veterinarian, and she has cows, and, and the wolves come in, and they kill the calves, and they kill they jump on the cows and tear them all up, and it's just that they kill so many elk. They don't eat the meat. The wolves don't eat the meat. They're not hungry. They just do it for the sake of killing.
Really?
Wow. And so even if your animals are under attack, you still can't kill the wolves, what you're saying.
The wolf has to attack you in order for you to kill the wolf. You can't. If the wolves kill your animals, the government will probably give you some kind of, money or something for that.
Oh, I don't know
about that. A few years ago. Pardon?
I don't know. Are you sure about that? Or are you
they
just
probably
yes,
will.
Yes, I am. Yeah. And,
wow.
Not
that's
too
crazy.
Long ago, actually, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, out towards Trago, Montana, in Fortine, there was 28 sheep that was killed by two wolves, and they never took one bite of meat. They just killed the sheep for the sake of killing
them. That's bizarre. Why aren't they eating it? What are they eating instead?
Well, they eat, they kill stuff, you know, out in the woods, or they kill things, and when they're full, they see anything running around, they have the urge to chase it and kill it, no matter if they're hungry or not.
Hmm. Wow. So you couldn't, since you're in an urban area, you couldn't get away. I mean, are you
losing
pets?
Well, I can hunt wolves. I'm a Canadian. I'm a United States citizen, and I'm a dual citizen. I can go to Canada and hunt wolves.
I see. But as far as being in Montana, you couldn't just bump off a wolf and then...
No, no.
I mean, but how would they find out about it? Someone would have to snitch you out, right? I mean, you'd either have to be seen killing the wolf.
Well, somebody would have to snitch me out, yeah. But actually, I'm a Christian, and I wouldn't go ahead and just do something against my government, but...
Whoa. What does Christianity have anything to do with...
Didn't the Roman government kill Jesus?
Yes, I understand. The Roman government killed Jesus, right.
So, I mean, you know, what makes the United States government more legitimate than the Roman government?
Well, I just don't think that we're supposed to, you know, you can go to jail
right.
and pay a big fine.
That's
jail
a practical
and hell are two different things.
Right, that jail's a practical consideration.
Lots of saved people in jail.
Yes, I know. In Canada, at least you can hunt wolves.
Are you suggesting that it is some way ungodly to disobey the government's diktats?
No, I don't. I would rather obey God than I would the government.
Well, so if God says... That
you have dominion over
the
earth.
I can defend myself, yes. If a grizzly bear, a wolf, or anything tries to attack me,
but
even
wouldn't
with
God,
the
don't you think God,
permission.
I mean, if you had a dog or a cat or a loved animal, don't you think God would want you to defend your animals too?
Oh, yes. I would try every way that I could. I do have a dog.
But you,
fact,
what, you just said you wouldn't disobey.
Months ago and,
but wait a minute. You just said you wouldn't disobey what the law said or the statute
well,
said.
Like I said, if it was coming after me and the animal and my dog, yeah, I would defend myself.
Okay, well that's good.
You can't fire a firearm inside of the town though.
In Montana,
you have to spray him with some bear mace or something.
In Montana, you can't fire a firearm inside town.
Not in a city, no. Not
what
a city.
City. There is no city in Montana.
yeah, there is. I live in Eureka, Montana. It's a little
one.
Town.
There's
I live right on the
city.
Border of British Columbia.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Kathy. Certainly appreciate you bringing that up. And as far as I'm concerned, not that I believe in the monotheistic Christian God, but it is, I think, godly to disobey tyrants.
You know, they call this town that I live in here, 25,000 people, a city.
Ah,
it's a town.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, where we've got a Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to meet your Free Talk Live pals and make some new friends, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We continue with your phone calls. Oh, we're going to try Vince one more time in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, Mark. Ian, and hey, I apologize for the error. I was smoking a cigarette.
Don't worry about it.
That's all right. Habits must be taken care of. So what's up?
Oh, I know, but listen, I've got a suggestion for that lady you called in from Montana.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get a couple of Irish wolfhounds or get a couple of Rottweilers. You will not have trouble with wolves or coyotes because they will protect your animals.
Wow. So you're saying wolves won't mess with big dogs is what you're saying?
No.
Ah, that's good to know.
I mean, because, you know, or you get yourself a couple of big American Standard poodles that could do the guard. I mean, because, you know, those dogs are big, and they're guard dogs.
Rottweilers. Oh, you mean the gigantic poodles, those huge poodles?
Yeah, that's a standard
poodle. Oh, yeah, the American Standard poodle.
Oh, okay, so the tiny poodles are miniature poodles?
Yeah.
The miniature poodles are from Europe. The big ones are from America.
I hate those things. I hate those dogs.
Oh, but...
So is it point of clarification, I've actually seen a top 10 list of the smartest dogs in the world, and Poodle is the number one smartest dog. I was shocked at that.
Australian Shepherds or Border Collies.
Maybe it was American. I don't know, but I tell you, Mark, I was shocked to see that. Do you think that that's the standard poodle or the miniature poodle, or both?
That's the miniature poodle what they're probably talking about.
Interesting. I still can't stand them.
But you know, let me tell you something. Rottweilers and Irish Wolfhounds.
Yeah, the Wolfhound makes sense. I mean, it's right there in the name. Wolfhound. Get one of those. It'll keep the wolves away.
Well,
sounds
let me
good.
Tell you, I had one of my Rottweilers kill a wolf out here in Indiana, and my neighbor saw it, and they called the DNR.
Oh, geez. I don't even know who the DNR is, but it sounds like the government.
They took my dogs away from me.
They came and took your dogs?
They wanted to.
What happened?
Well, I know a little bit about the law business, so I said, you have to get yourself a warrant.
Mm. Good for you. Did they ever come back?
No, they never came back.
Excellent,
I
Vince.
The wolf and...
Awesome. Thank you for the call, and thank you for the story. Appreciate the suggestion. Have you ever encountered one of these wolfhounds, Mark?
Yeah.
The Irish wolfhound?
Tall.
They are huge.
Yeah, kind of scraggly looking. Not my favorite looking breed.
Oh, I agree with
that. I did see a guy walking a Great Dane today, which I suspect would probably handle the situation. Great Dane, one of the oldest breeds out there, handled the situation just fine. And this one was one of those Harlequin ones, you know what I'm talking about?
Nope, no idea.
Black and white, and they have the big... black and white spots as opposed to, like, little black and white spots. And just, it was a beautiful animal. Anyway, got a rank of top 10 dogs here from Petrick.
Top 10 smartest dogs?
Correct. Top 10 brightest dogs, according to Petrick's.com.
Now, these are breeds, so mutts won't count here, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Because I believe mutts are the smartest of dogs.
I think you would be mistaken. Because you can have really great general stuff with mutts, but what one thing that you can do with dogs is breed them to do something very well.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a better retriever with a retriever. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a smarter dog by breeding a smarter dog.
I don't agree with that.
Well, that's because you have a bias.
What if you breed two smart dogs together? Then you'll get a smarter than smarter dog.
Well, why wouldn't you take the smartest breed and breed it with another of the smartest breed and still get the smartest dog?
I don't know, Mark. You go on.
I'm
with
just letting you know.
You go on with
this
your
is
point.
This is what selection is. It's how it works. All right. Number one, Border Collie. Number two, Poodle. Number three, German
Poodle,
Shepherd.
Poodle, see? It was up there.
Yeah, it certainly was. Number four, Golden Retriever. Number five, Doberman Pinscher. My experience is I've had Doberman Pinschers all my life. Now, as far as smart, yes, they will figure out a way to steal food and break out of cages, but they have a tendency to be some of the craziest animals out there because they've been bred to such, you know, they're such an unnatural dog. No, I don't go for smartest. Perhaps the sane ones. Are
Wait,
the
what was number three?
German Shepherd.
Okay,
smart dog, no doubt about it. Golden Retrievers, smart. It's difficult to imagine that a dog that's as happy as most Golden Retrievers are is actually smart.
Yeah,
happy
they
and
come
smart,
off as dumb.
Yeah, yeah, happy and smart don't generally go together. But, you know, Golden Retrievers, very good at learning, so therefore they'd be very good at very smart.
What are the other ones?
Number six is a Shetland Sheepdog. That's a Sheltie. It's like a small collie. Have you seen them?
I know what a collie
very
is.
Very foofy looking. Well, yeah. a shrank collie.
Yeah, okay.
Very foofy
seen
looking
those.
Dog. Seven, Labrador Retriever, probably the most popular in the United States. Number eight, Papillon.
Really? Are Labs the most popular dog in the United States? I would think a Pit would be the most popular.
It's not a breed. The American Stafford...
Pit's not a breed?
Yeah, I don't think that... I think the American Staffordshire Terrier is recognized by the AKC, but the Pit Bull is not a breed that's recognized by the
I don't care about the breeds, man. The Pit's the most popular dog in America.
It may be, but it's a mutt.
At least down south.
It's a mutt.
Okay, fine.
Number nine, Rottweiler. This definitely wasn't the case when we got our Rottweilers back in the early 80s.
What, you're saying they weren't
nearly as popular?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this is
now,
the intelligence.
I'm confused.
This is the intelligence list, right?
Intelligence. Okay. Rottweiler, and then number 10 is the Australian Cattle Dog.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just think that as far as... I'm no geneticist. I'm no scientist. But from what I understand, as generations go on, you know, the whole evolution thing, certain traits are kept and others are discarded. And it would seem to me that mutts generally are smarter. They have the possibility of being smarter than a lot of dogs out there.
I disagree.
It probably has more to do with the owner.
It can happen, and certainly a good training will fool people into thinking that that you have a smart animal. I mean, the better trained it is, the smarter it looks.
That's probably the number one factor.
Certainly, mutts can be better, and you're talking about what that hybrid vigor, heterosis or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Nope.
Anyway, they can be, but the fact is you're going to get your smartest dogs consistently by breeding dogs to be smart. selecting dogs to be smart.
Well, as I say, it's the training that's the number one factor, obviously. And I mean, a well-trained dumb dog is going to be smarter.
Having a dog that's smart isn't that valuable. It's having a dog that's well-trained is good,
yeah.
but having he's not doing math. He's not a doctor.
Some dogs can do math.
Yeah, they can add and stuff. But, you know, having a smart dog isn't that great. Having a nice dog, a dog that you love,
yeah.
having a dog that, you know, behaves well, those
but
are good
But don't you think a smart dog would be more easily trainable?
No, I think that they're dangerous. I think they're like Pinky in the Brain. I think they're out trying to take over the world. No, when it comes to, like, border collies, those you're talking about dogs that are they're very, very well behaved.
All right. Let's move on from discussion.
They need stimulation.
Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind, sir?
So I found an interesting little news story. The South Dakota Democratic primary is coming up June 3rd.
Okay.
And there's a guy who's been appointed as the director of the Hillary Clinton election campaign in South Dakota.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so, you know, you can kind of figure who he is. He's some paid politician helper guy, right? It turns out this guy ran into trouble in New Hampshire a couple of years ago. I found this out listening to the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers podcast. Apparently, this guy had been hired by the Democratic Party in New Hampshire in 2004 to help some mayor get elected.
Okay.
And he had been driving around pulling up all of the signs of Republican, Republican, just stealing their signs,
wow.
which is, it turns out, a criminal offense. He was caught. The police actually were called.
We'll find out what happened here in moments. Hang on, Dennis, going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. That is so low. I mean, stealing political signs. What a loser. We'll find out what happened to him here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious. The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Coco Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa and is natural and healthy for anyone. Coco Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak you in. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You got to shop. You got to buy stuff to enjoy life, to survive. You can get all kinds of stuff at Amazon. 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. I think Julia, my girlfriend, just recently ordered a bulk package of some of those car air freshener things. I mean, really, you can get anything there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Dennis in New Hampshire telling us a story about some political operative. You came across a story about him, I guess, out in South Dakota being hired to do some job for one of the political parties. And you said that at one point he apparently turned up here in New Hampshire and was going around stealing campaign signs. Continue the story, Dennis.
That's correct. And what makes it most interesting is that this guy is the guy for the Hillary Clinton election campaign. So he's not just, you know, one of the 10,000 people making phone calls. He's, you know, the head honcho of South Dakota for Hillary, right?
So the fact that he got caught red-handed stealing campaign signs did not in any way blackball him from the political scene?
Presumably not. So I guess, yeah, he's driving around, and it's not part of his actual job is to get the mayor of something or other elected, or to get some guy elected to be mayor. I guess the guy didn't make it.
This was when he was in New Hampshire.
Gotcha. Yeah, when he was in New Hampshire. It's just like 4 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So completely extracurricular. He's driving around and just stealing all the Republican signs off the side of the road, right? Which you're not supposed to do. That's technically the property of, you know, whoever put the sign up.
Yeah.
So someone saw him and realized what he was doing and didn't like it. I think it might have been someone who had put the signs up originally.
Mm.
So they follow him around. He starts to drive fast to try and get away from them. He fails to actually outrun them. So he winds up in a mad rush driving to the house of the head of the Democratic Party of the state of New Hampshire. Okay.
Wow.
Whose house, it turns out, was empty and dark at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who were tailing him call the cops. Cops show up reasonably quickly, I guess, and they find the guy. They corner him. They want to see what's in his trunk. He pops open the trunk, and oh, my God, there's the signs.
Mm.
At which point, he starts begging and pleading, please, please let me go. Don't do this to me. Don't ruin my career.
I'm an important political operative.
Yeah, I'll do anything. You know, I'll mm-hmm. put the signs back or whatever, right? So nothing happens with it. No charges are pressed, which kind of bums me out.
Wow.
Kind of a real bummer. I was hoping they'd throw the book at him or something, and the fact that, you know, oh, and there's, by the way, there's allegations of voter fraud, too, because apparently he registered to vote in New Hampshire, and it's not clear that he voted only in New Hampshire because he was going all over the place at the time. But yeah, it's just kind of cool. This guy now shows up as the main cocaine head honcho for Hillary. And I hope this does not tarnish Hillary. I so much want Hillary to get the Democratic nomination.
Why do you say that?
Because if you look at the Free State Project's data, you know, they have the new thing with, you know, what would trigger you to move to New Hampshire. The number one thing, by a long shot, President Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Man, that has got people so freaked out.
Wow. I think they're all equally as scary, so I don't really understand why people are so much more freaked by her than they are by
John McCain.
She's
got a lot of bad press over the years, you know, plus the Clintons and all that stuff, so, yeah.
She's the perfect, like, blend of both nationalist and socialist.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, none of the others are that perfect blend, but speaking of Free State Project data, I was so psyched to hear that you guys might be have a big presence in New York State, or a big, you know, big radio presence in New York State.
Yeah, we're working on that. We can't announce which markets at this point, but hopefully we'll have a nice announcement sometime in the next couple weeks.
Well, we have this cool thing by virtue of Google stuff that lets us see what states have people that go to the Free State Project website,
mm-hmm.
and New York is really high on the list.
Well, they
New
did
York
pretty well
earlier.
With the Ron Paul primary. They came real close to New Hampshire's percentage as far as the percentage of people voting for Ron Paul in New York State was pretty high. I guess a lot of people are frustrated by the fact that it's the Empire State and their government there is just awful and restrictive and tyrannical, so it would make sense that we'd have some good prospects up there. It's a really big government state, and they're close to New Hampshire, so it's convenient for them.
Yeah, time to flee the ship, man.
No doubt about it, Dennis. Keep up the good work. Thanks for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hello. A couple of quick things.
Yes, sir.
The Endangered Species Act is a fruit left on a vine to rot. It's been now it turned into a weapon against the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. If they don't want you to do something, they'll find a bug that they say is endangered and they'll make
yep.
you pay $10,000 to do something.
Oh, yeah, and like people that are trying to develop property, for instance. They'll
yeah.
find some little squirrel and they'll say, well, yeah. oh, you can't develop
a
here.
A fly in Arizona or something like that.
Yeah.
And the way we take care of it is you shoot, shovel, and shut up.
There you go. That's how it's done in Montana, huh?
Yeah, shovel, shut up.
That's how it's done anywhere by anybody that finds these things. Because I'll tell you, in Florida, if you see a scrub jay on your property, kill it.
And then you got it wrong about the Romans. They were just manipulated by the corrupt Jewish church at the time to off Jesus.
Yeah, but it's still a form of fascism. The you know the one government gets
oh yeah when they were all in cahoots, man,
yep.
and that's why they didn't like Jesus. He was putting an end to their monopoly, man. You know, he went in there and whipped them and threw their tables around and said, you know, you ain't ripping the people off anymore. Get out of here.
Dave, good call tonight. Thanks for the shoot, shovel, and shut up. Certainly appreciate that, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue with Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? That caller y'all had a few callers ago sounds just like an old-ass broke-down Bill Clinton.
What?
Don't you wish that you had somebody feel sorry for you? And this
what are you talking about? Which caller are you referring to?
Well, I just wanted to say hi and Mark, and we're fixing to get
He's
a flood
just so
up
wasted.
Here.
It's
we're getting a flood. We're getting a flood up here.
Damn, Montana's flooding.
It's fixing to. I'm sitting right here on the North Fork right now.
Get a boat.
There's
get
about,
a canoe.
There's three in my sight. Already got
boats?
Three. I got three trout pulled on the bank, but I'm trying to figure out which boat I want to still want to
go. Do you have flood parties? I mean, they have down
no
in Florida.
Boat stealing, Jeremy.
Down in Florida, they used to have hurricane parties. So when a hurricane would come in, the real Floridaites would, you know, all the people that moved down from New York and New Jersey would evacuate. But the Florida
like
natives
in Ocala?
Would.
Like
I don't
in
know.
Ocala, Ian?
I have no idea.
You know, in Ocala National Forest, when all the hippies hunter, they hunker under a football field tarp. Like all the rainbow gathering, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's probably what they do.
I know exactly what you mean. Jeremy, thank you for the call. Thank you, sir. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think the real Floridians go out for hurricane parties.
You don't go out for a hurricane party. You go in for a hurricane party. Everybody gets together at one particular location, somebody's house or whatever, when the hurricane is... It's usually it's when the hurricane's coming close. Like, when you've actually got a brush with a hurricane coming to your area, people are evacuating. You stay in and you get a bunch of drugs and alcohol, and everybody has a good old time.
Because, well, the problem with the whole thing is that they've missed.
I'm just wondering if they have flood parties in
hurricanes.
Montana.
Hurricanes. Like, a flood is bad no matter where you are. If you're in the area that's flooding, it stinks. But a hurricane,
which is why you might as well party. I mean,
it's tropical storm is less than 70 is 74 or lower. A hurricane is 75 miles an hour or higher.
And then there's categories.
Three hurricane is really a hurricane. Maybe category four, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Category one and two, there's no reason to do anything.
That's true.
I'm sure that some people have lost their lives and property, certainly in category one and category two. But you're essentially talking about thunderstorms at that point. You know, the houses are built for it, and there's nothing to worry about in Florida, you know. And that's what most of the hurricanes are, is categories one and categories two.
So you are a Florida native. You've never been to a hurricane party?
I don't think I ever have, no. Just went home.
Oh, all right. Anyway,
most of the hurricanes I went through in prison.
You know, I'm so glad we're here in New Hampshire now, because the weather here is just so mild in comparison to down in Florida.
You think that negative 10 degrees is mild?
The temperature is another issue. But I no, it doesn't get down that cold very often, except at nighttime during
a hell of a lot more often than we have hurricanes in Florida.
Well, look,
you don't want to compare weather between Florida and New Hampshire.
Oh, yes,
not on the air with me.
Oh, yes, I do. Because there is nothing severe that happens here.
Give me a hurricane every year in Florida over the weather I have to deal with in New Hampshire.
No, you just say that because you lived in the one place in Florida where the hurricanes never actually hit.
That's true.
You didn't live through anything serious.
Nothing serious.
All right, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online between now and tomorrow night's show. Join us for the live Saturday edition. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.